December 17th, the first O Antiphon, O Sapientia. O Sapientia, quae ex ore altissimi prodiisti, attingens a fine usque ad finem, fortiter suaviterque disponens omnia, veni ad docendum nos viam prudentiae. O wisdom that proceedest from the mouth of the Most High, reaching from end to end mightily, and disposing all things with strength and sweetness, come and teach us the way of prudence. O uncreated wisdom, that art so soon to make thyself visible to thy creatures, truly thou disposest all things. It is by thy permission that the Emperor Augustus issues a decree ordering the enrollment of the whole world. Each citizen of the vast empire is to have his name enrolled in the city of his birth. This prince has no other object in this order, which sets the world in motion, but his own ambition. Men go to and fro by millions, and in unbroken procession traverses the immense Roman world. Men think they are doing the bidding of man, and it is God whom they are obeying. This worldwide agitation has really but one object. It is to bring to Bethlehem a man and woman who live at Nazareth in Galilee, in order that this woman, who is unknown to the world, but dear to heaven, and is at the close of the ninth month since she conceived her child, may give birth to this child in Bethlehem. For the prophet has said of him, "His going forth is from the beginning, from the days of eternity. And thou, O Bethlehem, art not the least among the thousand cities of Judah, for out of thee he shall come." Micah 5:2 and Matthew 2:6. O divine wisdom, how strong art thou, in thus reaching thine ends by means which are infallible, though hidden. And yet, how sweet, offering no constraint to man's free will, and withal how fatherly in providing for our necessities. Thou choosest Bethlehem for thy birthplace, because Bethlehem signifies the house of bread. In this thou teachest us that thou art our bread, the nourishment and support of our life. With God as our food, we cannot die. O wisdom of the Father, living bread that has descended from heaven, come speedily into us, that thus we may approach to thee and be enlightened by thy light and by that prudence which leads to salvation. O Jesus, Son of God, born of a virgin, whose nativity struck the nations with terror and compelled kings to reverence thee, grant unto us the beginning of wisdom which is thy fear, that we may thereby yield fruit and render thee, by our advancement in the same, the fruits of peace. O thou that didst come like a torrent to call the nations, and wast born on earth for the conversion of sinners, show unto us the gift of thy grace, whereby all fear being removed, we may ever follow thee by the chaste love of inward charity. Amen.